615, 1320 WILS. So last week, the legislature here in Lansing passed the Good Jobs for Michigan bills, and now we're waiting for the governor to sign them, which he will. James Homan is with us, Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He thinks the whole thing is just a horrible idea. James, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for inviting me on, Mike.
You know, one state lawmaker said we're basically, he described it as an arms race with not only border states, but really the states across the country. And we need to arm our local, you know, our government with the option of drawing business in. What do you say to that?
Yeah, if it's an arm race, it's involved with only weapons designed to shoot yourself in the foot. These programs are expensive, they don't justify their costs, and they're not accountable to actually creating real jobs to the economy.
Okay, so if you're a major company and you can bring thousands of jobs to Michigan or Ohio, but Ohio is offering you a massive tax break, why would you bring it to Michigan?
Well, so most jobs are created without these special deals. In fact, every 3 months, there's around 200,000 jobs created in the private sector economy here in Michigan. And we're also losing around 185,000 jobs. Most, at best, these special deals deal with companies in maybe the thousands, but even then, they're rare. And you simply cannot create enough jobs to do that. And even if you could, you would bankrupt the state instantly. Having to bribe companies to come here, it just hasn't been the way that states are creating jobs.
Okay, then why are so many states doing this, then?
Well, it's because it's good press for them. You can see all this hoopla over the Foxconn, over this proposed Foxconn deal. You can see it's driving a lot of media attention. These governors are very interested in trying to plead their case to this company. But regardless of whether of which state that Foxconn chooses to land in, whether it's going to do well economically or not, is going to have absolutely nothing to do with whether they land that contract or not.
Nope.
And in fact, on top of that, the amount of money that's being pledged here is going to be pledged, and it's going to be money that the state government could actually run on to provide the basic services, the basic form of governance that you actually need in order to be a strong, sustainable economy.
So you don't buy this argument that the company just wouldn't come here at all then if it wasn't provided with some kind of a deal?
My question is not about whether one company is going to locate in Michigan or not, but whether the state is going to have a thriving economy. And the states that do have thriving economies are the ones that have broad-based business, favorable climates, fair rules.
Yeah, but don't we have that here in Michigan right now?
And we're also growing. In fact, the first quarter of 2017, we're the third fastest growing state in the union.
Okay.
And we're doing that without these new deals.
So you're saying no deals whatsoever, just a hard no policy on this, huh?
So I would prefer to have a fair field, no favors approach to economic development, but we don't have that now. We already we're going to be spending roughly, I think, $900 million just this year paying off deals that we've made in the past and signing new deals with companies. Most recent budget had at least $135 million in new money, and that's not including the new Good Jobs for Michigan bills or the recent subsidies for Dan Gilbert and other large developers.
Yeah. So if this is such a bad deal, how is it we see lawmakers agreeing to this? How does this all happen?
Because it's not their money. I mean, this is $200 million that was signed in this deal. It comes from broad-based taxpayer support. You know, in a $30 billion budget, it's not necessarily all that much, but it's certainly real taxpayer dollars going to concentrated business interests. They got a lot of influence from the business community and from the other people that were supporting this legislation.
Yeah.
So, and as you can see, that this idea that there's this real competitive situation between states trying to lure companies in has been persuasive to our lawmakers.
Why do we see the larger business community, like the business leaders for Michigan, they say it's a clear win for Michigan families and Michigan communities. Why do we see a broad support across the board from business?
Well, so I think the Michigan Chamber was off the side. The National Federation of Independent Businesses was opposing it, but the business leaders for Michigan accounts for a lot of major companies there, and some of those companies are going to be the recipients of the benefits of these deals. And I also think that they think that a state is really just a combination of the big companies. And if you're a combination of the big companies, maybe this thing makes sense, but it's simply not enough to drive real job creation and good overall economic prosperity in a state.
Okay.
And that's not just me saying it. Like, we have economists that look at these deals, trying to tease out, how much growth can we expect when we pass one of these programs, and largely it's negative, that they just don't justify
the cost. So really, you're saying we're not going to see a lot of growth and it's just going to cost taxpayers money? Is that essentially it?
Well, I think the state of Michigan is going to keep adding jobs, but the jobs they have from this program are not worth the cost to taxpayers.
It's James Homan, Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and the governor is signing this, right? No question?
That's all I've heard, yeah. He's been supporting it. He was helped usher it through. So, I fully expect that he's going to sign.
And why do you think he doesn't see it the way you do?
Well, that's a good question, because he actually reined in a lot of our economic development programs in 2011. For whatever reason, he decided that this program met his minimum threshold for support, and he's been supporting it.
It's James Homan with the Mackinac Center. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Mike.